fabulously important coming up at 1 on Lunchtime Miscellany. Now, they do say what seldom is wonderful, and this is going to be wonderful. It's very rare that, because of the type of programme I do on Northside Today, that I get live musicians in the studio. But today we have one. John Mahan is here. John is he's a musician from Dublin, and I did hear him tuning up. He is absolutely something to behold. We'll talk to John in a moment, but before we do, let's hear his version of Mr. Sandman. And just remember, folks, this is live in the studio. Take it away, John. Ah, oh, that was absolutely note perfect. Note perfect, that was. John, you're very welcome to the programme. That was absolutely class.
Thanks for having me, Danny.
You're more than welcome. John, first things first, as I said, that was absolute perfection. It was a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. It is as well. Of course, we all know that our vocals to go with it. But you are currently busking, I believe, yes?
Yeah, I do.
I interviewed one of the guys from the Buskers Federation there recently, and there's a lot of legislation and licensing and a whole lot of other crapology which we're not going to go into today. But yeah. Life as a busker, John, is tough going? Yeah.
It's a good life, actually. It has its ups and downs. You know, you have times in the year that are good and times that aren't so good. The months coming up now, January, February, would be fairly quiet because after Christmas people don't have a lot of money, you know yourself, but you have more ups than you do have downs with busking, to be honest. And it's better than working in a like Super Value or something like that, which I did do before. So I'm happy at the moment what I'm doing. So,
and what about the possibility of, and I know you're part of a group, you're not just a one man operation, but what about the possibility of actually getting gigs and maybe working towards recording deals or that type of stuff? Is that really still, because I have a bit of knowledge of the music industry, and you know, it seems to be that there are maybe four or five people at the very top of it who control the industry, irrespective of which genre you happen to be in.
Yeah.
And underneath them, for argument's sake, we will say there's probably 6 or 10 of the top acts that control that particular, or I won't say control it, but that they're the real stars. And to break into that elite set, you have to be either very lucky or very pig-headed or very stubborn. And is it the same with you, John, or do you even want to go there?
Well, the thing is, this type of music is it's attracting a very particular audience. I'm not singing, like, I'm not a singer-songwriter, so not everybody is into just acoustic music. In that respect, I do need to, it's not something that is going to be a worldwide, well, I suppose there has been artists that have broke worldwide, like Tommy Emmanuel, Chuck, and those guys, but it's not an easy thing to do with this type of music. And as regards gigs, as you're saying, I do some gigs with the lads. I'm in another band, a three-piece band. We're called One Take Bandits. We do like jazz, classical, Spanish, different types of genres. I don't have any regular gigs playing this music, but I have got gigs from the street, you know. I done a 50s expo out in the RDS not too long ago, and do get some birthday parties, and we're actually playing in a restaurant called Susie Street on the 28th, 29th and the 30th of this month now. So if anybody would like to hear us, I don't have the lads here with me today, but maybe at some other point we'll all come back in and play some songs. But
well, more certain and definitely, yeah. We would love to have you all back in.
Yeah.
The only thing, I suppose, John, from your point of view, or from me looking at you and listening to you, albeit I'm basing what I'm going to say on hearing you play one tune, but I would have thought that if you really did want to, you know, I suppose, expand your earning potential, I suppose, maybe it wouldn't be career-wise, but your earning potential, that to go in as a studio musician doing session work in studios would be the way forward, because studios, I presume, are always looking for exceptionally good acoustic players, and let's face it, you definitely fall into that bracket.
Thanks very much, Danny.
Would you be interested in doing that?
I would, yeah. Anything to make a few quid.
To turn a shilling, as the man says.
That's it, yeah, and do what you like to do, you know. I would definitely be interested in doing something like that. So is anybody out there that would like to have me in as a studio musician, give me a show.
I know people. John, We'll say, this is something that always sort of fascinated me when it came to busking. Are there particular pitches that are better than others, where you'll make more money? Is there particular points around the city where you'll make more money than others?
Yeah, there is. Now, I haven't experimented and played. I'm sure there's places out there that I haven't played in yet that you probably would make good money, but then you have other things to think about, like certain parts of the city are a bit more dangerous and you might get a bit more hassle there than you might get on Grafton Street. But in terms of Grafton Street, where I usually play, I mean, it's not much different, but the pitch that everybody seems to go for usually is Brown Thomas. Everybody loves Brown Thomas, but it is a good pitch, you know. Most times you play there, you're going to make fairly decent money, you know. And then you have the top of Grafton Street and stuff like that, but you have to take into consideration the wind as well, so you don't want to be freezing as well, so you know,
particularly at this time of year.
There you have it, yeah.
John, you have chosen three tracks for us today, or should I say you're going to play three tracks, and bear in mind, folks, that this is live. John is playing all these live for us. Second one, I have to say, a particular favourite of mine. So while you're setting up your microphone there for yourself, I'm going to introduce it. This is Classical Gas. I really, really love this. It just flows so easily. John Mahan and Classical Gas. Absolutely excellent. Absolutely excellent. John, what age were you when you started playing the guitar?
I was 12. Yeah, 23 now.
You have... it is quite safe to say that you have mastered it. And also now, and I don't want to rush you because that's not the intention, but I noticed looking at the three songs you picked to play for us before we started, that the third one is one you wrote yourself.
Yeah.
Have you written much of your own stuff?
I'm only starting to write kind of this with this style now. I'm only starting to write songs really now at this point that are based on this style, because I think at this stage I'm kind of ready to start writing songs around this style of music, you know. So the one I'm going to play next would be one one of the more comfortables, that one that I think would be good enough to play for something like this, you know. But well, one of the ones I'm happy with, yeah.
Well, let's go straight in and hear it, John. This is John Mahan, his own composition. It's called Bachelor's Walk. Not an actor in sight. Ah, oh, that is absolutely beautiful. That is beautiful, John. How long did it take you to write that?
It took me about, to get the whole idea, it was probably about half an hour. And then it took me... I'm still refining it to practice it.
And what is it? Was it a particular riff or a run that was going through your head and you said, and you just got out the guitar, I wonder how that would work?
Yeah, it was just that, it was that that melody. And I thought I can work the kind of bum chick, the bass line around it, and then I just kind of got some other melodies to I just have a melody in my head that worked around chords and just happened, yeah.
That is absolutely exceptional. That's very, very good. John, what is the future hold? What's, the immediate future? When do you busk up until? When do you say enough is enough?
I'm happy doing it now, so I'm not planning to give it up anytime soon. This is what I like to do, and it's putting money in my pocket, and you know, I'm getting stuff like this out of it, and I'm getting gigs, and I'm meeting musicians, and so... I'm going to keep on doing it until I can't do it anymore, or until it doesn't work anymore for me.
Well, there is one thing sure and certain, John. The ability to play music is it's a God-given talent. And I'm delighted to see you're not wasting it, you're putting it to good use. John, you're absolutely exceptional, and I'm very, very grateful for you coming in today. Will you do one more for us before you go, please?
Yeah, of course.
I know you only had three lined up, but do one more. Go on. And while he's thinking, folks, that was the music of John Mahan. And you can see John Buskin. If you tip up Grafton Street, you'll see John. And if you want to book him, you contact us here, 867 1190. We'll give you his details. Or you can contact us on 087-69-44-500 and we'll pass them on. We'll put you in contact with him. And I'll tell you one thing, judging by what we've seen, you'll be in for a good night, folks. Take it away, John.